Yeah, welcome. Just all right, to introduce Dr. Ike, Chen and Ken and Jane. Actually, they will introduce their families in the slide, so I'm not going to talk a lot, but they are our supported missionary. 我哋好多谢主俾我哋今日有我哋嘅联会之席嘅宣教嘅时候，我哋当中。 咁陣間佢有 slide show 去介紹佢哋自己。咁啊，我哋佢哋係多年嘅宣教士，佢哋原籍係泰國，咁啊，然後去到呢個泰國做宣教，哦，現職印度，現職印度喺泰國做宣教士。而家嚟緊兩個星期之後，佢就會翻印度去做呢一個宣教工作。 But now we give time to Dr. Yen
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I thank God that we are able to come and visit you here. I'll just make a short, brief our ministry together with you.
我哋會好簡單咁介紹我哋嘅事工.
This picture is our family.
呢個係我 屋企嘅 相片, 家人.
The side one, our daughter and our son-in-law, and two girls.
Okay, 紅色衫嗰個係 佢哋嘅女兒, 後面嗰個係佢嘅 女婿, 同埋佢個孫。
Our daughter's family live in Los Angeles.
佢個女同埋女婿係喺洛杉磯度住嘅。
The middle one, our son and his wife Hannah, they both are working as missionaries in Bangkok.
咁 中間嗰個好靚仔嘅新郎哥咧，同埋嗰個新娘咧，就係佢哋個仔同埋新抱啦。 佢哋係喺泰國嗰度曼谷做宣教嘅。
That's the way how we come from. We come from India, my husband and I.
佢哋喺印度嚟嘅。
We work in India 15 years with Evangelical Church.
喺印度佢已經服侍咗15年啦。
After that, we work with IM Indian Evangelical Mission for 2 years.
咁跟住就去咗 曼谷 11年.
Then we joined OMF International since 1989. We work in Thailand 19 years.
1989年開始就去到菲律賓，喺嗰度做事工10年.
After that, God brought us back to Manila Asian Theological Seminary for 10 years.
喺馬尼拉亞洲神學院係服侍咗10年。
Right now we are stationed in Chiang Mai, working with OMF International, teaching in the seminary as well as mission training center.
咁而家佢喺清邁神學院係 任教緊嘅。
Next slide.
下一張。
Yeah, this is our work in Bangkok with church planting, the left side. And then the right side is with Asian Theological Seminary for 10 years.
Okay, 左手邊嗰個就係曼谷 嘅事工啦, 右手邊嗰個就係亞洲神學院喺馬尼拉嘅事工。
The lower one, we are involved in Asian Cross-Cultural Training Institute in Singapore.
喺下邊中間嗰張相咧，就係新加坡嘅亞洲跨文化訓練中心。
Thailand in Chiang Mai Theological Seminary.
咁 右下角嗰個就係清邁神學院喺泰國嘅。
And in India, Missionary Training Center in Northeast India.
咁左下角嘅咧就係印度東北訓練及研究中心。
Now God lead us to go back to India from January 2019.
下年嘅1月份開始咧，佢哋就會翻到去印度。
We'll be stationed in the yellow part in Assam.
佢哋就會去到喺左上角嗰張圖畫，黃色嗰個部分叫做阿薩姆呢個地區。
We'll do mission mobilization work in Northeast India.
咁喺東北印度嘅東北地區，佢會做宣教嘅資源調動嘅工作。We'll
get involved with Providence Home where university students for mission.
佢會喺嗰度負責訓練一啲大學生係去做宣教嘅工作。
Also, Seven Sister Homes where there are girls who are abused and neglected by the families.
Okay, 右下角嗰張相就係七姊妹之家，咁嗰度啲婦女都係被虐待嘅。
Besides that, we'll continue to do mission mobilization work and training missionaries.
他们继续都是会做资源调动的工作和宣教训练的工作。
We really appreciate your prayer and support.
多谢大家的祷告和支持。
Continue to pray for us, and if you happen to come to India, let us know.
咁啊，继续为我哋祷告啦。 如果你有机会嚟到印度嘅，请你通知我哋。
Let's journey together in God's kingdom. Thank you.
我哋一齐去为神工作。 多谢。 早晨。
Our text for this morning is Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
今日我会所讲的就是创世纪12章1到3节。
We have read already.
我们刚才已经读过了。
Our topic is Paradoxes in Mission of God.
今日的题目是宣教中的吊诡。
Which means two different things working together for one.
Paradox 英文中文的解釋就是其實好像兩樣很矛盾的東西，但是其實是同一個目標去做一樣東西。
My first point is paradigm shift in mission.
第一點我們是會講到這個，等我看一下先。
When God calls people, there are inconvenience and opportunities.
我们会讲到模式的转变是被召宣教的代价。
We know the call of Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕被呼召。
When he was called, he has to pay the price first.
当他被呼召的时候，他是要付出代价的。
Which are leaving his country, his people, and his father's house.
他当时被呼召的时候，是要离开本族、本地和父家。
That may not be easily done by each one of us.
对我们来讲，可能都唔系容易嘅事。
Leaving your comfort zone.
你要离开你嘅安舒区。
We all have our own thing that we cannot leave easily.
我哋当中自己都有好多嘢系唔容易放弃嘅。
However, in the call of God.
但系喺神嘅呼召当中。
We cannot remain as it is. We have to change.
我们是不可以保持固我，我们一定要有转变。
The same thing demanded Jesus Christ when he calls people.
同样的，当耶稣基督呼召他的门徒的时候，都是一样。
The same principle still in place in the call of God.
我们都是需要有牺牲去付出的。
That's why many people turn away from the call of God.
所以有些人当被神呼召的时候，他是想拒绝。
Sacrifice of our comfort zone is non-negotiable.
牺牲是跟随主耶稣基督是不能够避免的。
When Abraham left home,
当亚伯拉罕离开他家的时候，
Hebrew 11 verse 8 says, Abraham did not know where to go.
他出去的时候，仲不知道去哪里。
That looks like a foolish decision.
听起来好像是很愚蠢的一个决定。
By the way, how many of you want to follow your father who did not know where to go?
如果你的父亲带你出街的时候，而又不告诉你去哪里，你们谁会愿意跟着他呢？
This is a very difficult situation for their family.
对他家人来说是一个很难的决定。
I think in our family we may not follow our father easily.
可能在这个情况当中，我们都不容易跟我们爹地这样去做。
When I graduated from university in 1973,
1973年当我在大学毕业的时候，
I decided to serve God full time.
我决定全职侍奉神。
Our relatives and our good friends want me to go for secular job for better future security.
我有很多亲朋好友都想我去找一份好的工作，对未来是有更好的保障。
After 40 years in service,
我已经服侍了神差超过40年了。
One of them invited our family for dinner.
有其中一个亲戚邀请我去吃晚饭。
She said to me, forgive me.
他竟然跟我说，叫我原谅他。
I say, why?
我问他为什么。
She said, when you decided for God, I say you are foolish.
因为当时当你说要全职侍奉主的时候，我曾经跟你讲过话，你是很愚蠢的。
I say to her, you are not the only one who said I'm foolish.
咁我就同翻佢讲，我话啊，你都唔系唯一一个咁样话我嘅人啦。
There are many people who say I'm foolish and stupid.
其实好多人都系咁样同我讲话，我系好愚蠢嘅。
Yes, I'm foolish.
系，我系愚蠢嘅。
But God is not foolish.
但系神唔愚蠢。
He is wise enough.
佢系好有智慧嘅。
And again in 1987, our, for 15 years in our church denomination in India, we decided to go for mission. My wife and I have two vulnerable kids. One is 3 years old, one is 11 months.
当时我和太太是有两个小朋友，一个那时是三岁，一个是十一个月大。
We left home for overseas mission without any single support from his even a single dollar.
我们离乡别井去到海外宣教的时候，我们是完全没有任何的一个支持。
We simply look to God for his support.
我们都是仰望神的供应。
And we feel there is something difficult for us.
我们都觉得是一个很困难的旅程。
But God is faithful.
但是神是信实的。
When we leave our comfort zones,
当我们离开我们的安舒区的时候，
To follow God's call is not something get good things first.
跟随神接受祂呼召的时候，不是一定有好事会立刻发生的。
But Jesus said, deny yourself and follow me.
但是耶稣他说叫我们舍弃自己要跟随他。
We need to deny ourselves.
我们需要去撇弃自己。
And the second point I want to say is provision in missions.
第二点是关于宣教中的供应。
I call this a zero budget.
我叫这个做零预算。
Zero budget and abundance.
可以是零预算，也可以是丰丰足足的。
If you look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 2,
创世纪十二章二节嗰度讲，
God said to Abraham,
神对耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，
I'll bless you,
我必赐福给你，
and you'll be a blessing,
你也要叫别人得福。
However, blessing may not come first easily,
但系呢个祝福未必一定会先到。
When Abraham was promised, he wasMore than 100 years to get his promise, Isaac.
当耶和华答应亚伯拉罕会有后裔的时候，他是等以撒出世，等了差到他差不多100岁的时候。
If you read Luke chapter 9 verse 3,
如果你看回9章13节，
When Jesus sent his 12 disciples,
是路加福音9章3节，当耶稣他差遣12个门徒的时候，
Do not take any double with you.
他叫门徒不需要带任何东西。
That's why I call zero budget.
这个就是所谓的零预算。
If you read Luke chapter 22,
如果你看路加福音22章，
When they came back for the ministry, Jesus asked, Do you lack anything?
当门徒在他们做完事回来的时候，耶稣就问他们，你们有没有什么缺少啊？
The disciples said nothing.
門徒這樣答他，沒有，完全沒有。
The Lord is wonderful in his supplies.
神的供應是很奇妙的。
When God called Moses,
當耶和華呼召摩西的時候，
He did not want to go, excusing many things.
摩西很多藉口，他不想去。
At last God said, What is in your hand?
耶和華就問摩西，他說你手裡面是什麼呢？
Moses said, A staff.
摩西就說是一個杖。
But that simple stuff became God's stuff. Exodus 4:20.
但嗰个好普通嘅一个杖就成为神嘅杖。
Exodus chapter 14, 15, 16. Moses did many miracles with this simple stuff.
喺出埃及记14章到16章里边，神系做咗好多神迹奇事。
When you obey God with your simple thing, God can use a miracle.
当我们信服做一些很简单的事的时候，神就会大行其事。
In 1995, I was speaking in a mission conference in India.
1995年嘅时候，我喺印度喺一个宣教嘅大会里边演讲。
The attendance was about 14,000 to 15,000 every meeting。
每一次嘅聚会都有过14,000 to 15,000嘅人。
One night after I finished my preaching，
有一晚我讲完道之后
，A young man come out to the podium。
有个年轻人嚟到我面前。
He asked me. He said he has one question。
佢问我，佢话我有一个问题想问你。
He said, when the people of Israelites,
他说当以色列人,
they go through the desert for 40 years,
在旷野40年,
the Bible says their clothes and their shoes are not wear off.
圣经这样说, 他说40年里面, 他们的衣服鞋袜都没穿破, 没着烂。
He said, how that's possible?
这个为什么会有, 有什么可能呢?
I said, I don't know, but God did it.
我跟他说我都不知道但是神就是这样做了
And I say to him,
我跟他说
I have one question for you, young man
年轻人 我都有一个问题问你
40 years is a long time
40年是一个很长的时间
When the people of God came out for 40 years
当神的子民在旷野40年的时候
Some are old people
有些是老人家
Some are adults
有些是 年长人
Some are young people,
有些是年轻人
Some are children,
有些是小朋友
Some were born in, on the way,
有些在当中出世
Not only their shoes and their clothes are not wear off
不单是他们衣服鞋袜没着烂
But it still fit for them in 40 years
在40年里面整天都合着的会
How come?
为什么呢
He said, "I don't know."
个年轻人答佢：我点知啊
？I said to him, "You don't know. I don't know, but God did it."
我唔知你唔知，但系神知。
But God's blessing is not counted in 1, 2, 3.
神嘅祝福唔系好似我哋所想嘅一二三咁样俾我哋。
Sometimes it's numberless.
有时系唔会被数字限制嘅。
Now my next point is
第三点。
What is the protection promise of God?
在宣教当中，神应许的保护。
We know God promised good things.
我们知道神是会应许好的事。
But what about His protection in difficult situations?
但是在困难的当中，神怎样保护我们呢？
Genesis chapter 12 verse 3.
在创世纪12章3节。
He said, I will give you a great name.
耶和华同亚伯拉罕话：我必叫你成为大国。
I'll curse those who curse you。
我会诅咒嗰啲诅咒你嘅，那诅咒你的，我必诅咒他。
I know it is our concern, our security. Our concern is our security of life, security, safety.
我哋都系好关心我哋人生嘅安全。
Sometimes our life can be danger, either physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
有时我哋都会经过身体感情同埋或者灵性上边嘅一啲困难。
But when God says, "I will curse those who curse you, I'll give you a great name."
但系当神应许那咒诅你的，我必咒诅，我必叫你成为大国嘅时候。
That's His promise of protection.
这个就是祂给我们的保护的应许。
There are people who are involved in God's ministry.
有很多人是帮神做事工的时候。
Maybe pastor or evangelist or missionary.
可能是牧师，可能是传教士。
Whether you like it or not, you will involve in spiritual battle.
你喜欢与否，属灵的争战都会临到你当中。
Satan will fight you.
撒旦是会攻击。
In different ways.
用不同的方法攻击。
By God's grace, I had been in ministry for 45 years now.
在神的恩典当中，我已经服侍了他45年了。
In this long period, I know at least 18 times I was attacked by the devil.
在这段时间当中，最少有18次我是被撒旦攻击过的。
Let me share some of them.
等我分享其中的几次。
In 1990, I spoke in a mission conference again in India.
在1990年在印度的一个宣教大会里面我有演讲
30 young people decided to go for mission
有30个年轻人是决定做宣教
With excitement I left my town
当我离开那个城市的时候我是充满着兴奋
The next day, I was poisoned in Calcutta airport.
第二朝我喺加爾各塔嘅機場裏邊中毒。
Before leaving to Bangkok, Thailand.
我準備喺嗰度離開翻去曼谷嘅時候。
I was left 24 hours without unconscious, without conscious.
我有24個小時係昏迷咗嘅。
I had a jewelry in my face.
喺個面上面仲有好多瘀傷。
And all my good things were stolen.
哦，原來俾人打劫，佢好多嘢都唔見曬啦。
But the Lord protect me.
但係主佢保護我。
Since then, I remember the meaning of even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
雖然我行過死蔭嘅幽谷。
I'll fear no evil.
但係我都係唔懼怕。
For you are with me.
因為神與我同在。
In 1999, when I completed my doctoral program at Fuller Seminary,
在Fuller神學院我完成了我博士學位。
I and my wife were invited to go back as regional director for OMF International in Thailand.
我被邀請去到泰國繼續負責做一個地區性的主任。
Just after we get letter from Singapore,
在新加坡傳這個消息來到的時候，
we met a deadly car accident on the way 134 freeway between Pasadena and Glendale.
喺134号 freeway 嗰度就发生咗一个好严重嘅交通意外。
Our car was total damaged.
我哋架车系全毁。
But we did not have any injury.
但系人完全冇事。
God protect us.
神保护咗我。
And finally,
最后。
In 2014, OMF International asked us to mobilize Northeast Indian Christians for East Asia mission.
國際海外基督使團 OMF 請我哋去印度東北部度開始做宣教資源流動同埋宣教嘅工作、培訓嘅工作。
And to train young people to reach Asian billions.
是去負責訓練一些年輕人去做宣教的工作。
It was exciting to see organizations are signing MOU with OMF.
我很興奮見到這個可以去訓練更多的年輕人做宣教士的時候。
Start sending missionaries to East Asia, like China, Cambodia, Taiwan, Japan.
神是呼召更多的人去到亞洲的地區，中國、日本、柬埔寨這些地區。
However, in 2017 last year, in June,
在17年6月的時候，
I had a big surgery, major surgery, two surgeries in 20 days.
在20日當中，突然其來我要做兩個大手術。
One was a big tumor cancer, big like this.
其中一個是要切除一個惡性的大腫瘤。
Another is stone case about more than 20 stones in my abdomen.
另外一個手術就是要清除超過20粒的膽石。
Many of you pray for me.
有很多大家都有同我為我禱告。
The report indicated that this.
化驗報告出嚟證實咗。
The tumor was removed.
個腫瘤係被切除咗啦。
No surrounding soft tissue invasion.
周圍嘅軟組織。
All cancerous cells and tissues died already.
係冇擴散嘅跡象，而且癌細胞完全被清除。
Dr. Surgeon Scott and oncologists informed me, "You don't need any medical treatment anymore."
醫生同我講，跟住我哋唔需要做繼續嘅跟進嘅治療啦。
Only CT scan after 3 or 4 months only.
三到四個月之後，你再嚟照一次 CT 掃描就可以啦。
Who killed the cancerous?
邊個將癌細胞清除殺死咧
？You know very well, God did it.
你哋都應該知道係神嘅工作。
That's why I stand before you this morning.
所以今日我先可以站喺度同你哋分享。
When we are troubled, Paul says,
當我哋喺困難當中
，not distress, not distress.
或者係唔好當我們四面受敵，卻不被困住。
Perplexed but not despair.
心裡作難，卻不致失望。
Persecuted but not forsaken.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Cast down but not destroyed.
打倒了却不致死亡。
In Psalm 91 verse 9.
在诗篇91章。
The psalmist says.
诗人咁话。
If you say the Lord is my refuge.
耶和华是我的避难所。
And you make the Most High your dwelling.
我已将至高者当你的居所。
No harm will overtake you.
患难必不临到你。
Friends, I know you have a concern for your young people who want to go for mission.
我都知道大家，如果你的年轻人想去宣教的时候，你们都会好好关心他们。
But when God takes care, everything is safe.
但是如果神眷顾的时候，所有的事都会是可以的。
But if there is no God in your life, nothing is safe.
但是如果神不在你的生命当中的时候，没有东西就是安全的了。
Do whatever you can for the Lord.
如果神呼召你的时候，你可以做为神做什么的，你就做吧。
You will be protected and you will be rewarded.
你是会被保护，亦都会被赏赐。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
If you welcome a prophet, you will receive prophet's reward.
人因为先知的名接待先知，必得先知所得的。
If you welcome a righteous man, you will receive righteous reward.
人因为义人的名接待义人，必得义人所得的赏赐。
If you give a cup of water in my name, your reward is in heaven.
无论何人因为门徒的名，只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，
There is no too little thing for God.
这人不能不得赏赐，在神里面是没有小事的。
He will reward each one of us.
祂会奖赏我们每一位。
God bless you.
神祝福大家。
Thank you very much.
多谢。